Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. It's 4 o'clock. Joined by Ron Jaworski, Jaws, as we always are. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. What's up, Jaws?
Gentlemen, great to be with you on a beautiful Friday afternoon, especially after a nice Eagles win.
Yeah,
look, love it.
It is a fall Friday, right? Feels a little bit of chill in the air.
As Ike knows, it's a golfing Good Friday.
But fall golf's hard to find your ball sometimes under the leaves. That's manti fall golf. Thank you.
About 2 weeks, the leaves start falling.
Yeah, Josh, when is it not a golf Friday? There's 2 feet of snow on the ground. Is there ever a time when there's not?
Yeah, Ike gets around more rounds than I do, so ask him.
Okay.
Usually for me, if it's below 50 degrees, 45, I'm not going out
okay,
there.
Okay, all right, that's your limit.
Yeah.
All right, Juz, we just got the note that A.J. Brown is officially out for Sunday's game. So if you're going into that game, you know, looking at what they're calling on offense, do you think they change anything they do with A.J. not there, or does everyone just shift what they're doing, shift their role?
Well, you know, normally you say next man up. That's kind of the saying around the National Football League. No matter what happens, the next man up has got to do the job of the guy that he replaced. So I don't think they'll do anything differently. You know, Jahan Dotson may become more active in the offense. He's kind of been disappearing week to week, but I think he'll have to show up because, you know they're going to roll the coverage to Smitty.
And Cam Jurgens as well is out. After, you know, rewatching the game, looking at the film, what job do you think that Brett Toth did in for Jurgens, and then looking ahead to this week's game? What can we expect out of that position?
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job, particularly in pass protection. I thought the offensive line as a whole in pass pro last week was phenomenal. And you know, the fact that when he was kept clean, the stats are staggering for Jalen Hurts. When he was kept clean in the pocket, he was 14 for 16 and 257 yards. So that's a damn near perfect game by a quarterback. And you got to have that protection working for you. And the offensive line, I thought, did an outstanding job. And a lot of the balls were down the field. These weren't quick drops where the ball was coming out in 2.1 seconds. At the max, 3.2. These were balls coming out quick. That means the offensive line was doing a good job. And when Jalen had to hold on the football, he also had time to throw a deep ball, which was very effective against Minnesota.
Jaws, we have, and I'm sure we will continue to talk about the idea of Jalen throwing the ball from under center in play action. And I think what we're at the point where we understand the advantage for them as a team. I was wondering if you, as a quarterback, could give us context of, from the quarterback's perspective, when you're under center, what are the advantages for you as the quarterback in that situation, and what are the disadvantages for you in that situation?
I think, number one, there isn't a blind spot. You got to understand, when you're back there in the shotgun, 5 or 6 yards from the center, you got to look at the ball and catch it. There is a blind spot, and in that tenths of a second in the National Football League are huge. You have a blind spot where you can't see what's going on, where the blitz may be coming from, where the coverage is changing once the ball is snapped. So I think when you're in the shotgun is a detriment when you use it 100% of the time, like we almost use it close to that. I think being under center You have a better opportunity to see the defense, see what the defensive front is lining up in, see what the coverage is going to be, and anticipate what the coverage is going to be. So I think there clearly is an advantage, sometimes, not all the time, to being under center, as well as in the running game. When you're under center, running backs normally start downhill. When they're in a shotgun, they have to kind of pause or take a step left or right before they start running downhill. So there's an advantage in the passing game as well as the running game.
Yeah, and for a defense, it certainly is more of a disadvantage having that quarterback under center because you're truly playing run pass. When you're in that shotgun, you're leaning more pass than you are run as a defense.
Mike, you're 100% right. I think last week was a good example of that because on that 79-yard to Smitty, he was under center. Jalen was under center as he was 16 times last week. That's the most I can recollect Jalen being under center as a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. 16 times under center. And he was phenomenal when he was under center as well. But I think, you know, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but we talk about play calling, it seems, every week. Mm-hmm. There was a great play call by Kevin Petula with that play, that 79-yarder. He had extra offensive linemen in and Fred Johns, so they thought protection first. Jalen was under center with Saquon behind him. They faked the Saquon, froze the safety when he was on the blitz. So it's all coming together. And Jalen did a great job of looking off the safety to the right, his eye manipulation, moving the safety to the right, and opened up that lane for Smitty. So I think the fact he was under center, the fact that it was a heavy set with the pass protection first, and he obviously had a lot of time to throw the ball down the field. So I love the way that play was called, designed, and executed.
And I love the fact, Jaws, that last week, even though the run game wasn't giving them chunks of yards, they stayed committed to it, which makes the defense have to still honor every time you put the ball in the belly of Saquon. They're going to have to respect that. But moving forward, I'm wondering, how effective can we be as a passing game if our running game doesn't start to get better than it's been this year?
Yeah, we all have that concern. And I think that the balance last week as far as the run-pass ratio was pretty good. You know, 26 passes called, 23 runs actually called. So there was pretty good balance. The yardage was a complete disparity. It was a passing day last week, but that's not going to happen every week. And I'm kind of a believer in old-school football. I think that the really great teams through history that I've watched maybe in my tenure as a player, as an analyst, you know, the teams that run the ball first have a physical mentality of how they play the game. Offensive linemen are coming up on smashing people. There's a violent side to the game. And it's that old theory reduction. You beat on people for 30, 40, 50 minutes. By the time that last 10 minutes comes around, you own them. So I think, you know, being a physical football team, you have to be committed. And I'm not saying, you know, yes, I run the ball every play. But I think that 50-50 balance, if you can maintain between run and pass, gives you your best opportunity for success.
Mm-hmm. Josh, when we were talking to Mike Mayock yesterday, he noted that the Eagles, I think for the first time this year, used six offensive linemen in a bunch of offensive sets last week. Do you see them continuing that as a way to give Jalen a little more protection and in the run game as well?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the play I just stated, that 79-yard touchdown pass to Smitty, was exactly what you're talking about, the extra offensive lineman on the field. And, you know, it gives you a feeling of superiority. And you know, we got to be real here, too. Our offensive line has not performed as well as they're capable of performing. And I think the fact that you can throw another offensive lineman out there and give the defense something to look at from a physical standpoint creates more opportunities for the offense. But I would say our offensive line must start playing like they played the last 2 years. They're not playing poorly, but they're not as dominant as they have been.
Josh, what do you think? I'm sure you've seen plenty of Jackson Dart at this point. What do you think of him as a QB and what the Eagles are looking at on Sunday?
Well, I think we saw him, you know, a few weeks ago, and we saw that the guy plays with his hair on fire. That's for darn sure. You know, he's a really enthusiastic, passionate guy about how he plays, and you know that's how he plays the game. Now, when I see young quarterbacks like this, I say, oh my God, get down, because they start running, they think they're in high school and they're going to get knocked out of a game. The NFL isn't about, you know, showing how manly you are. If you're in the NFL, you're already a manly guy. So you don't have to prove to yourself by trying to barrel over some guy that you're a tough guy. He needs to learn how to slide. But the one thing he does do, he's got great arm strength and great arm talent and great arm ability. And he's not afraid to stick the ball in the tough throw. So I think he's a guy that we have to look at for a long, long time. And combine him with Cam Scadaboo, they got a couple of young guys who create some problems for the Eagles.
Charles, you mentioned the sliding thing. I thought the same. I think the same thing when I watch him. It makes me think of when Michael Vick was here, and they couldn't figure out a way to get him to. It was almost like he couldn't figure out how to do it. If you're a coach and you have a player that plays like that, you just have to spend a full day every single week showing them how to do it and when to do it, or the guy's going to end up getting hurt. It seems like such a simple thing, and it's amazing to me that guys are in this position and are as talented as he is, but they can't get him to do it in the ways that he should.
Spike, isn't it amazing? These guys are incredible athletes playing quarterback in the National Football League. They don't know how to slide.
Yes.
You would think along the way they played some baseball in their careers and played other sports where you just may have to get down and protect yourself. But whenever I think guys that were kind of show their manlihood and ran them out of the league, Andrew Luck, who I thought was going to be a real superstar in this league, ended up retiring prematurely because of the injuries that he had. Because he would never slide. He would always, you know, want to be that guy that shows that he's tough and rugged, and that's, you know, that means a lot. I get it. I'm not demeaning that. But when you put yourself in harm's way and get knocked out, you hurt your team a lot more than by being out there with an injury.
Yep. Yeah, I remember, Jack, who was the baseball player they brought in to help?
Terry Pendleton.
Terry Pendleton to show Vick how to slide. Sorry.
Hey, Michael Vick can do anything he wants, let alone he couldn't slide.
Right, right.
Good lad that you've ever seen, and he couldn't slide. Go figure.
Yep. So you want to give us your prediction for Sunday, Joss?
Yeah, I get the Bears this one winning again, and I think it's going to be fairly easy. I think we learned from that first matchup that we better play a physical game against this Giant football team. They got physical in that Thursday night game. We got to get after them on Sunday afternoon and show them that we are the more physical team. So I like the Bears 30-20.
All right, Jaws. You can see Jaws on NBC Sports Philly's pre- and post-game show, and then hear him again next week on this show. Jaws, thank you as always, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Back, guys. Have a nice weekend.
Yep.
I hope the Eagles play a pissed off game on Sunday. Like they should.
They just lost to this team two weeks ago.
Yeah. And I remember when we were talking about the Giants game 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the talent disparity, and it's still there. Right now, they have a couple of talented players on offense for sure. They have some talented players on defense,
and we're without AJ.
But like, you have to take that game from 2 weeks ago personally. And I they don't have to say it publicly or anything, but they lost to Denver. They got embarrassed by the Giants.
Yeah.
But embarrassed not just by the score and not just by the and everyone has said it. They got out physicaled by the Giants, and the Giants were laughing at the end of that, you know? This is a divisional opponent, and they just kicked your ass, and you're a better team than they are. And I know the win counts, but it would
That's
be
all
nice.
That matters, Mike.
But I think it would make me
feel
better.
Well, then we'll just say they beat the Giants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What?
I mean, some people will just say, well,
you beat
a 2-6 Giants team.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494.
But like you said, at least have some pride.
Yes.
Hit him. Have some pride.
Yeah, well, and the defense got, you want to talk about getting pushed around.
That's what I'm really referring to is the defense.
The
yes.
defense got pushed around. Cam Scatterboo's laughing at you as he's running
doing
over
back
you.
Backflips in the end zone.
Dude, he's a physical player. He's a good player. I don't care. You are hitting him. him, not him hitting you.
Oh, so. I tell you, two things going to be different before we get to this loser.
Yes. Jack?
No, this one.
Oh, okay.
On the phone.
All right.
L. Jalen Carter missed that game.
He did.
And we didn't have N'Kobe.
N'Kobe?
I'm telling you. Yeah. I love Jahi Campbell and Zach Bond. They're not N'Kobe. They are more athletic linebackers that want to chase down blocks. N'Kobe is a tackling machine.
Wants to hit you.
Yes, wants to run downhill. He's a middle linebacker. That's what he wants to do.
I want him or Cooper knocking Jackson Dart out of the game. That's what I want. Those are the two guys. All right, Cowboy Jim, what's up?
Hey, Herb, I hope you're listening. Listen, my wife works for a diabetes company.
And, diabetes.
She's forwarded your call to headquarters in Denmark and have an emergency meeting about the bug. So thank you, Herb. I think you've saved some lives there. But my wife says that the best way to lose weight is to listen to you guys talk about blue chips. So that's really the best way to lose weight. So.
Get it? Because she throws up and stuff. She loses her appetite.
Exactly.
I did not get that.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, yeah. Spike, listen, if you're going to let Bam do the show, can I host the if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
No.
Is that okay?
No.
That's not a bad idea.
Yes.
I have my rules.
You can have an hour.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's my rules. Okay, Captain Cowboy leads off. Only Cowboy fans can call. And Mad Mike can call, too. Yeah, listen. My guest will be Troy Aikman. Okay, WIP pays for all his expenses, private jet, Four Seasons.
Okay.
And Ike, you're going to interview him, okay, with Troy wearing all three rings.
All three of his rings.
Yeah. All three of the rings. Yes.
All right.
And as for the Sixers and Embiid, really it's just a remake of Weekend at Bernie's, you know, Embiid being Bernie.
Okay.
So,
nailed it.
Wow, you got your whole list.
And as for all the injuries you guys are going to have, listen, it's going to be the same score. Giants are going to win. So that'll be the first time in history.
Who do the Cowboys play this week?
They play the Broncos. That's 52-28. Cowboys win that one.
Yeah, Cowboys by roll.
In Denver?
My MVP, you know, Dak Prescott. So
Dak is ass.
Really good. Dak's going to do really good. So
bring that back.
Are you done?
Are you done with your nonsense?
Come on, losers, bring it on. Come on, all three of you.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Put him up.
But listen, don't worry. We play the Cowboys in a few weeks, right?
We do.
Yeah, so don't worry.
This is why I need to host, so I can do all the talking. You guys can sit back and just listen.
Well, I would love that.
But you can't talk for longer than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
I mean, you're in and out.
And everything's in a list right in front of you. I know how this is. I can hear it.
I'm just following, you know, Ike's Spike's, you know,
his rules.
Your rules, right?
Rules.
You forgot the Bill Spike.
All the rules.
Right.
Anything else you want to talk about? Because I got to go. Bye.
I was going to say he was doing stand-up. Speaking of which, Jack, did you say where people can see Joe Conklin? No, I think Jack's going to do it because Jack's doing a book signing.
That's right.
At one of Conklin's.
So I'll be at Cardinal O'Hara.
Where I took the SATs.
Exactly right. Cardinal O'Hara High School on Saturday, November 22nd for Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. If you come early, I'll be signing copies of Ring the Bell right before the holiday season.
Wow.
Not bad.
When you're signing copies, do you just sit there like you're a celebrity behind a folding table with a pile of books? And
I stand up.
Oh, you stand up.
Yeah,
okay.
I talk to people.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I sign it, high school number.
Yep.
Go Phils.
How many books do you think you sell? Can I give a prediction?
At a Conklin show?
Yeah.
Last time I did like 45.
I was going to say 47.
Would die.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Would die. To get tickets.
It's like fish in a barrel. At
get tickets to the show at joeconklin.com. Joeconklin.com.
No. Joeconklin.com!
Yeah, do it in the real way.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
There's some feeling behind it.
There's feeling behind it.
I think if the Cowboys were to win the Super Bowl, giving Cowboy Jim an hour...
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. It's like, how does that even happen?
Daily things.
Every day.
No.
It's every day.
It's like dust or something in your throat. Oh, wow. Oh, that wasn't you. That was a drop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I already said that.
You didn't even have nuts in the break.
Oh, wow. Come on, man.
How do you know?
I know you're a pistachios man.
Yeah, I am a pistachios man. The problem with the shelled pistachios, you can eat them. I can't do it.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, my gosh. You know, so, you know what I saw going back to the pistachio stash?
Who?
Mosh.
In the sales area?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, first off, he's back in sales area. I said, get out of here. You know, like a true bully.
Yeah.
But, like, what is he doing back there with taking other people's pistachio stash?
He does a lot of wandering.
He's got nothing to do.
Well, listen, he has this place down. He has a little routine. He goes through in and out of here, man.
When KYW goes to break, he's there. When we're in break, he's here.
Who am I gonna bother?
He knows when lunch is here.
Oh, he can smell that from his.
Oh yeah,
he sits up like a prairie dog.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. He sits up like a prairie.
He
dog.
He does have some prairie dog vibe.
Food?
Yep.
He listens to the show.
I know. It's all in love.
Well, whatever. You know, we know he's here. You know, ever since, you know, it's gloves off. Ever since he walked in on me when I was changing in the room over there and got the hot dogs.
Yeah, with your glizzy out.
Yes. 215. I was wearing my underpants. 215-592-9494. Man, Tommy Down the Shore on the way at about 5:15.
I was going to say, it's about time. It's about to start.
Yeah, and then Rios checks in. This is sometime soon, and you got about an hour and a half left. 215.
We got the belt.
Oh shoot.
Figure it out in the break.
We'll figure it out.
Wait, who has it?
Who had the belt? No, last week. Oh, yeah.
Devin. Has
for
it.
A big report about Bryce Harper getting traded.
Yep.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, it is strong. 215-592-9494.
She got mocked.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.